What does that tell us? Maybe we should take a lesson from cave organisms. We need to slow down and eat less, and maybe we'll live longer. But the cave crayfishes are again, opportunistic species. Very similar in almost every respect to a surface crayfish in terms of their morphology. They're decapods. They have five pairs of appendages. They have the big pinchers that obviously have defensive uses as well as being important for capturing food and so forth. But they're albino, just as the cave fishes are. They're eyeless. There's the eyeless crayfish. They have antennae, which of course have sensory functions. And they're one of the species that you can find in Hidden River Cave on occasion. And they're large enough that there's a good chance, particularly if you have someone who kind of knows where to look, if there are areas that they typically hang out in, maybe where they find their food more frequently or something like that, there's a really good chance that you'd be able to see one of those on a visit to Hidden River Cave.